turpentine for the outside and baking soda for the inside. We had an old doctor who swore by castor oil.
What? Baking soda will kill you.
Yeah.
Baking soda will bust your lining in your stomach.
And give you a, I guess they call it an alkaline condition, don't they?
Worst thing in the world to take for ulcers and indigestion. So I've had several doctors tell me.
Well, I had a lot of it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, what kinds of trees do you have here?
Well, we have elm, weeping willow, oak, blackjack, a few maple.
Is that hard maple or soft maple?
I suppose it's... It would be soft maple. I don't know. I never cut one down to see. Pecan, black walnut, post oak, bodark, locust, and mulberry.
You ever see any locust wood worked up?
Locust wood?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is it pretty?
Yeah, it has a grain similar to walnut, only it's a white grain. It's more, it has very little pores. It's not a soft wood, and yet it's not a hard wood. Mm-hmm. But it makes good cratings, and there's a lot, quite a bit of furniture made out of locust.
Hmm. What do they call it, gum, or?
Oh, it's similar to gum. But it's called locust.
Hmm. Do you have any of those trees that have the big leaf and the shaggy bark? Sort of an olive green bark that'll scale off? A sycamore or buttonball?
Oh, sycamore. I don't... I don't remember ever seeing a sycamore tree in this part of the country.
How about cherry trees? Were those?
There's a few cherry trees, apple, peach.
What do you call the part of the tree that's underground?
Well, the stump, or the roots, mm-hmm. or stump most of the time.
You have that bush here that has 8 or 9 fingers on its leaves. Well, it gets maybe 6 feet tall, and up at the top has a cluster of bright red berries about this season.
Whoa, yeah, we've got 6 of them out here in front.
Is this a native bush?
Yes. All over the front. The devil do we call them?
Shoemake?
Hmm?
Is it shoemake?
Well, now, shoemake's a different bush. It grows wild.
And that was the one I was thinking of.
Well, yeah, shoemake. That's more of a briar bush, isn't it? It has stickers or rough kind of thorns on it. And they're actually not thorns.
I've never been in it, to tell you the truth. I know it always grows where there are a lot of tangled vines. Oh, do you have that vine that has a three-fingered leaf here?
Ivy?
Yeah.
They have non-poisonous and poisonous ivy.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I don't really know the what they call the ivy. It's green ivy.
You get in it and it does what? It makes you sick? Or?
Poison oak or poison ivy causes a rash on your body. Mm-hmm. Some people are allergic to it and some are not.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk by 10 feet of it and get it.
What do you do, break out or itch?
I break out with blisters and itch